People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Tommy was doling out some advice during the break. Tommy, are you free?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm thinking out of the little cupboard there. What was going on?
Yeah, I had a gentleman call from New York who said that he got $400 from an ATM, and the ATM didn't give him his money. He was at the ATM at midnight last night, and he has been there since that time, so about 7.5 hours. Wanted to know what he thinks we should do, and I said probably talk to the bank.
Yeah, I would. I mean, you could call the cops, I guess, and the non-emergency line just to say, hey, I tried to take out $400 and it didn't give it to me, and I'm afraid to leave.
Yeah, I think I would leave because they have video and they have transactions, and you could show if it was deducted from your account, they would have the video of that moment. But man, you would feel sort of held hostage because what if they said, man, we don't have the video? Oh, God.
Did it spit out a receipt saying that it gave him the money?
Are you asking me? Because he didn't say anything about that.
Yeah.
Did he say it was at an actual bank or just like some random ATM?
It sounds like it's at the bank because he had three people come up. I don't know. He just said ATM, so it could be anywhere. I mean,
if it was one of those sketchy ones, it's just at some convenience store somewhere, I'd be afraid to leave too. But if it's at an actual bank, yeah, they have video and everything else that would show the transactions.
Right.
Mm.
But man, that would freak
you out.
I
don't know
what
I'd do.
But it would be, if it's.
I don't think I would have stayed there from midnight until now.
No.
No.
I wouldn't have been able to do it.
I would have called the non-emergency police line and said, what do I do? This is what happened. And I'm sitting here and I need a record of this. So.
Yeah.
Telling you.
This one just came in. Me and my girlfriend have been together 2 years, but it feels like she's slipping through my fingers. She insists everything is fine. Do I force her to talk or do I believe her?
Oh, man, tough situation.
I mean, force her to talk sounds bad. I don't think you mean it that way. I think you mean.
But like, hey, sit down. We have got to talk.
I think
if either of you feels that way, you should both want to do that. And
yeah.
Go, oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you're feeling sketchy, but.
Maitland or Kelly, would you? I mean, I don't think anybody, man or woman, wants to be nagged into talking if they don't want to. At the same time, if your significant other says, I feel like you're slipping through my fingers and maybe I'm just being paranoid, but I want to know if there's anything I can do because I really love you. Like, that would be okay, right?
Absolutely.
Some version of that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If somebody wants to talk to you, I think if you're going into a conversation like that and your partner doesn't want to talk or they shut you out, that stuff, I know personally, I have to start listening to that better. When someone's showing me they actively do not want to have conversations that would be helpful, that just tells me you're not in to it in the way that I would need somebody. So, yeah, if she's kind of dismissive of it in any way, I would let her know that's hurtful and you want to talk about it because you don't want to be with somebody you constantly feel like you got to hold on to because they're slipping away all the time.
It's a bad feeling.
You're checked out.
And I think sometimes it is just being paranoid.
Sure.
Sometimes.
But if they love you, you can have those conversations.
Yes.
If they want to be with you, they'll have those conversations.
Yeah. So if you can look at it as not forcing her to talk, but, you know, being honest about your feelings, that might open it up and make her realize, oh, I can be honest.
Yeah. And on the flip side, she might be the type sit and listen and being like, I have had that conversation with him like 10 times already. I'm checking out because it's the same conversation, same stuff.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it
like
could
if
be.
Every 2 weeks you need reassurance that I'm not leaving, that would get old. This text, there's a faction of the audience, and I think it's not exclusive to the people that listen to this show. It's everywhere who have had enough situations where we get this every time someone has a relationship one. She's gone. Next one in line has already been chosen. You're dead. Other person. She's cheating, bro. You're done. Like,
not necessarily.
You don't know that at all.
Mm-mm.
No.
A lot of people do check out and send you those signs that they're done with the relationship before they actually leave the relationship.
That's true. Because maybe they don't want to break up.
Yeah.
Because they don't think they should.
Yeah. But. Doesn't necessarily mean they're cheating. But if that's where your gut's telling you, then I say go through their phone. There's always answers in there.
Go through the phone. Is that, man.
You'll find what you're looking for.
I think that's it. I mean, not necessarily, I guess. But if you don't find it, are you going to be satisfied?
Still probably
I think the problem
no.
is once you go through the phone, you either find what you're looking mm-hmm. for or you don't. And then I just think, I've never done it, but I think my brain would go, I guess they're too good at hiding it. And it wouldn't make me feel yeah. better at all.
No, that's, yeah, it's not going
to
help.
Yeah, and I think I'm ready to be in a relationship where I don't care. I'm not out here doing what I was doing in my early 20s to folks. I'm not trying to hurt feelings. So if somebody came to me and said they were feeling insecure, can I just look at your phone? You're on it a lot, especially with the job that we do.
Yes.
My DMs, you, by all means, I'm ready to just be with somebody who I can hand my phone to. Mm-hmm. And if I'm feeling the same way, they can do that without being like, this is my personal property. If you go through it, I'll sue you. You know, stuff like that where it's like, wait, why are you so defensive over your phone if nothing's wrong? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that from any particular experience, but I do realize now I have trust issues that are going to take a lot to get past. And in order to do that in my next relationship, I will have to tell somebody we need to be comfortable with the idea that with trust issues that you're healing from, like I might ask you about your phone more than I would have when I was like the cool girl, because mm-hmm. being the cool girl has gotten me nowhere. Right. And I don't think if you're feeling insecure in a relationship, there should be anything wrong with going through your partner's phone. I think you should be able to look right at your partner and just say, like, can I please go through your phone? I'm feeling weird.
Well, and if you're in a great relationship or a good relationship,
yeah.
your partner's
doesn't feel that
feeling
way.
Of security
yeah.
is really important to you as yeah. well.
But if you're in a great relationship and in a good place, you don't feel the need to ask to see their
exactly.
phone in the first place.
Exactly.
True.
So, I mean, once you get to the point where you feel like you have to ask, you're probably in a pretty bad spot already.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
really.
I offer mine on a semi-regular basis. Like, if anything comes up, I go, hey, you want to look through the... I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Just because. Like, I don't... Not even with anything mm-hmm. specific. I'll just go, hey, if you ever need to look in my phone, here's my code.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Because I don't want it to be a doubt, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I go, you could have my, or like if I say, hey, can you look something up on my phone right there? And she, instead of her full holding up to my face, I go, just here, enter the code.
Yeah.
Because I want you to hear it. Because if you ever want to get in it, I want you to be able to.
Yeah. And it's that I've never been the type to just go through somebody's phone all the time, ever. And when I've gone through it, I've asked, like, hey, this isn't lining up. Like, can I see those text messages you're talking about? Because you said one thing and then the other. It's the person's reaction of, why would I need to show you that I'm telling the truth? Mm-hmm. That's what I don't ever want to be around again, where somebody is protective of their phone for the wrong reasons.
Sure.
That is so, it's so obvious when you're talking to people like that too, where it's, mm-hmm. they've got something to hide, or they'll do the quick delete and shuffle it around so it doesn't look like anything you need to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Like those, you do have to worry about those people.
I remember being on an airplane one time and the person in front of me was going through all of these conversations on their iPad and changing the contact names at the top of them. And that is, you know, how you're not trying to spy, but the mm-hmm. you see a lot of movement on the keyboard mm-hmm. in front of you, or somebody's watching a TV or they're reading something. Inevitably, I'm going to go, what's that story about?
Oh, that would be my favorite television show if I was watching that happen yeah. between the armrests of an airplane.
Yeah. And I thought, boy, this person is going through something. They are.
They're in the CIA.
I can't think of a good
bad.
Reason why you would be doing that. Like changing names of contacts so assertively on a plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like what is going on? Like when you land, is someone going to take that from you and check on you?
I just recently started sharing my location with two of my friends. I'd never been in a relationship where I'd asked to do that or anybody asked me to do that. But my friends were like, why? You've never shared your location with us. I didn't even know how to do it. Two mm-hmm. of them had sent me requests years ago. And I just started doing that. And it's really funny now because whenever I'm talking to them, they all live around each other in the South. They're like, oh, yeah, I know that so-and-so's on her way. I just checked her location. I'm like, you checking my location like that?
Right.
Did you see me sitting in that McDonald's parking lot yesterday? Because that's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Did you see me pull into that other random parking lot so I cry on the phone to my mom for an hour? Like, can you see other things in my location? Can you see how I'm feeling? Like, it just feels so weirdly invasive, but it's not at all.
Yeah.
It's not
My
at
wife
all.
And I have shared locations since when we first started dating because it was nice to be able to look and say, like, oh, has she left work yet? Or have I left work yet? Or just for like making dinner and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And now I really like it. But the one problem, I have turned it off a couple times, like when it's around her birthday time.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
want her to see when, like if she happens to look, I don't want her to see if on the way home I stopped mm-hmm. at a place that is obviously a gift for Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
So then forgot to turn it back on. And she's like, did you stop sharing that? I go, oh, yeah, I did. And then I said, because I was getting you a birthday present.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. See, that's not a sketch. It's the people who are like, why are you so worried about why I stopped sharing my location?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why are you getting all fussy? Because I'm asking a basic question.
A lot of couples are writing in, or a lot of people writing in saying, hey, in our couple, between me and my significant other, we have the same passcodes on our phone just as a habit so that neither has to ever think about it. That's a simple thing, because they probably never think about looking at the other one's phone.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a peace of mind in knowing that the other person's fine with that, I think. Well, Jimbo, you're on the harmonizer, so it'll be a little deeper than normal. Hi, Jimbo. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good. So, I asked him to remain anonymous for a reason, so I appreciate that. So, I work for a company that deals with renting out equipment for customers.
Okay.
And,
like big,
like
work equipment, construction equipment?
Small.
Okay.
Yep, everything from big and small for sure.
Okay.
Been here for quite a while working, and a lot of the customers get the crap into the stick because stuff doesn't get checked out efficiently. And the in-house people that should be caring don't care. So I was wondering if we should go bigger, you know?
So are you saying if I come there to rent a chainsaw, the blades haven't been sharpened, there's no blade oil, and I get it, and it's kind of a piece of crap, and then as a customer, I would get the short end of the stick. Is that an example that's similar to what we're talking about?
I'd say so, yes.
And so you're saying, since your local managers don't care, should you go higher?
Yes.
I mean, maybe it's not going to be very long before that place gets a reputation, I would think, of, hey, they rent garbage.
Is this a job you want to stay at? Going. I mean, do you like what you do?
And really, yeah, I do. It's a really good job.
I think that if
the company or the customer,
if you went above, it's at least going to show the people above that you are committed and you truly care about, you know, the reputation of the business and the customers coming in.
I would think that matters.
I would think so. Do you have I don't remember if you said or not. Do you have the solidarity of some of your coworkers on that deal?
I got a few people.
Okay. So they feel the same way. That helps too.
Yeah.
What's your responsibility?
If the actual workers are going, hey, man, this sucks. And the management.
What do you do? What do you actually do with the job? Are you the person responsible for taking in the machines and repairing them or doing the maintenance to them before they go back out in the field?
I'd rather not say, because I don't know who's listening.
Sure.
But,
okay, so.
Yeah, I mean,
just say that I'm the face of the company when it comes to the customers.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, you're.
So, yeah, you're seeing the disappointment and everything else.
I mean, it's.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's your reputation, too. I don't. I think, you have to take a careful approach, but.
You could do
if it seems like the company as a whole actually cares, then I would say something. Some companies you go, well, this sucks all the way to the top. Then
yeah,
you go,
it's rotten
point?
From the head down, right?
Right.
A fish rots from the head
down.
Yeah,
do a little research. Make sure the person above your boss isn't his dad. You know, or something. You know,
right.
But beyond that, I would think
Jimbo,
you'd be in good shape.
Good luck. All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
tough. It's a risk. Definitely a risk, but that's why I asked about the coworkers. If you've got solidarity.
This text. Don't be a tattletale. Nah.
Yeah, but if the business is sucking and, you know, and he cares about customers, he wants to do right by the people. I think I don't think that's bad.
I think it's commendable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean
really
that
good.
It won't get back to the people in charge where you are and they won't spoil everything by being buttholes.
Absolutely. That's the risk.
I think it's worth the risk.
That's the risk, but you're the one getting in front of the people to sell.